This is Express FM.
Supported by the University of Portsmouth.
Wait for the whistle to blow. And we are underway on Express FM.
For the fans, by the fans.
The atmosphere around Fratton at the moment is great, and that's spilled over into the training ground, and the boys are very, very positive.
Giving you a voice.
Everyone has sort of a smile on their face. It's going really well, and it's up to us to keep that, even in a tough moment.
This is the Football Hour.
And it's a good one.
With Jake Smith.
Well, I guess we'll just have to take this promotion party back to Fratton Park.
So that Portsmouth promotion champagne will very much have to stay on ice full-time here. Bolton Wanderers 1, Portsmouth 1.
A point on the road wasn't quite enough for Pompey to confirm promotion at the weekend, so we'll have to wait another day for the Blues to seal their fate for next season. After Saturday's results, just one more point is needed from these final three games to get the job done for Portsmouth and mark a return to the Championship. Captain Marlon Pack will be on the show this evening to review Saturday's action.
And with everything riding on the game, where they are in the league and what they got to play for, and with us, it's a point away from home. It's another game unbeaten, and it's a point closer to where we need to get to.
Pompey's 1-1 draw at Bolton will be picked apart by tonight's panel, who will be alongside to help look ahead to tomorrow's visit of Barnsley to PO4 as well. And we'll also catch up with head coach of the Portsmouth women, Jay Sadler. He saw his side promoted as champions of the National League's Southern Premier Division yesterday as a result of Hashtag United's defeat at Ipswich. So that's one Blues side already confirmed to be playing Championship football next season. Jay Sadler will be on the show this evening.
A lot of people have put in a lot of hard work to get to this moment, to get to this stage, and now we've got to enjoy every minute of it.
Be sure not to miss a second of the show this evening to hear there from an extremely proud Jay Sadler, as well as another Pompey gaffer who will be filled with immense pride. John Massino has spoken exclusively to Express FM after being named League One Manager of the Season at last night's EFL Awards in London.
I could always say it's been competitive, but maybe not quite as good as we've been, so to be able to do that this quickly has been brilliant.
Match reaction, promotion celebrations, exclusive interviews and another big game preview. You can look forward to all of that plus so much more here on another episode of The Football Hour.
The Football Hour.
Driven by Stagecoach across the South. Download the app now from the App Store or Google Play to view up-to-date timetable information and to prepay for your journey.
Express FM.
Hello, hello, hello. Yes, good evening. Welcome to the latest instalment of the Football Hour here on Portsmouth's Express FM. You might be able to tell in my voice, I'm a little bit excited. And that is because the Blues are just one, yes, 1 point away from being a Championship club. John Massino's side have three games left to secure that point, and that could be done and dusted as early as tomorrow night when Barnsley make the trip down to PO4. We'll look ahead to that game, hear from that man, John Massino, too. And he's not just John Massino anymore, no. He is the 2023-24 League One Manager of the Season, John Massino. We caught up with him at last night's EFL Awards to get his reaction after picking up that accolade. So stick around to hear that before 7 o'clock. And it's been a hugely successful weekend all around, really. Yesterday afternoon, the Portsmouth women had their promotion to the Barclays Women's Championship confirmed without kicking a ball after Hashtag United were defeated in their game at Ipswich Town. A huge congratulations to the whole squad on that achievement after what has been a fantastic season. We'll be catching up tonight with boss Jay Sadler to get an inclusive insight into the celebrations that unfolded yesterday afternoon. Amongst all of that, we'll also be bringing you a review of Saturday's stalemate for Pompey's men at Bolton and tomorrow's encounter with Barnsley at Fratton Park, where a point will confirm the Blues promotion and a win seals the League One title. So how would you like to see John Massino light his side up for tomorrow's game? Who do you think will be playing? Who do you think should be playing where? What do you think the score will be? And is this Pompey's time? Will promotion be secured in just over 26 hours' time? Get in touch via the Express FM app, available now for free on the Apple app and Google Play Store. Text your name and message, starting with the word Express, to 81400. Otherwise, you can email Pompey at expressfm.com. It's at Express FM on X, or visit facebook.com/PompeyLive. We begin tonight with a recap of how the Blues got on last time out away at Bolton, where the commentary at the Tough Sheet Community Stadium on Saturday was brought to you by Andy Moon, Guy Whittingham and 2017 promotion winner with Pompey, Gareth Evans.
Every kick,
left foot, great delivery!
Every goal,
curling it past the goalkeeper!
Every game is right here!
Oh, I don't believe it!
Pompey Live!
What a moment for Pompey!
On Express FM.
Bolton Wanderers against Portsmouth win, and Portsmouth are promoted back to the Championship. Will this be the day to spark the celebrations? We are underway, and it's great to have you with us.
Oh,
here's Kamara again, and he's won the ball, and he's driving to the penalty area for Portsmouth. Kamara, will he go left or right onto his left? But he's going to shoot, and he'll score! Abu Kamara scores a brilliant goal! They can't deal with him defensively. He just strokes it into the bottom corner. He makes it all look so effortless. It's brilliant from Kamara. It's Bolton Wanderers 0, Portsmouth 1. Magoma's found some space just outside the penalty area. Danger for Pompey here, and Bolton working in behind well. And Jones will pull it back into the danger area. Still loose in the box, not away yet. Shot on goal, Raggett clears off the line, another shot blocked by Kamara, a shot again blocked by Raggett again, and Pompey are going to be able to get it away. On his right foot, he's surrounded by three players, but he's still going, Magoma, and he stands it up, and there's a chance for Ogbetta at the far post. What can he do? Again, he takes too many touches, back to the edge of the box. Don't want to shoot from there, Bolton, so they go back to Ogbetta again. Is he going to hit one? He will, and it's into the net, and Bolton have got themselves a leveller. And Aaron Collins goes to celebrate in front of the Portsmouth fans. Ogbetta's cross, Collins' header, guides it into the back of the net. It's Bolton 1, Portsmouth 1. Now there's a chance for Bolton. They've got it 30 yards out. Shot's coming in from distance. And it's saved, but there for Bodvarsson. No, he puts it over the bar. Onside Bodvarsson after Norris had only parried Toll's shot. And Pompey get away with one. Still 1-1. Right, just waiting for the referee's whistle, and the referee, Anthony Backhouse, blows it. It's Bolton Wanderers 1, Portsmouth 1. Pompey, usual home colours, going from left to right. I mean, they're trying to get someone in behind, and Ogilvie's having to be careful against Dacus Cogley, and Ogilvie falls, and Dacus Cogley to Bodvarsson! What a glorious chance! And the Icelandic forward has blazed it high over the bar from inside the six-yard box, 1-1. Now a ball for Anduren to drive forward, and Magoma tries to trip him. There's a chance for Pompey here. If Anduren plays to Kamara, Kamara wants it on his left foot, shoot! And it's tipped round the post by Baxter, or has it gone wide? No, goal kick. And Dempsey coming in field to Ogbetta. Back to Dempsey, across the face of goal, off the post, and still not away. Now Pompey should be able to get it clear. It's not that far. It's still there for Bolton. Rain starts falling. Is he going to get through this time? Lofted into the danger area, and Raggett's there to head it away. Whistle still doesn't go. Ball comes way over Pompey's crossbar. And now the final whistle does go here at the Tough Sheet Community Stadium. It's not to be in terms of promotion and the League One title for Portsmouth today. That will have to wait for another day. They've got a 1-1 draw here against Bolton. It's a big dent to Bolton's promotion hopes. Pompey are just 1 point away. So that Portsmouth promotion champagne will very much have to stay on ice full-time here. Bolton Wanderers 1, Portsmouth 1.
All the unmissable action. Pompey Live on Express FM.
Yeah, how great does that sound? Pompey are just 1 point away from playing Championship football next season. It's something that I won't tire from saying between now and 7 o'clock. And, yeah, no apologies for that either. Going back to the results from Saturday, Barnsley, tomorrow's opponents at Fratton Park, 2-2 draw with Reading and Oakwell. Cambridge United were held to a 1-1 draw by Charlton Athletic. Carlisle United already relegated down to League Two, defeated by Golton Hill at home to Blackpool. Cheltenham Town 1, Bristol Rovers 3, Derby County 3, Leighton Orient 0, Fleetwood Town 2, Northampton Town 0, Lincoln City 1, Wigan 2, Peterborough United defeated by 5-0 away at Oxford United. So although promotion not secured for Pompey at the weekend, Peterborough United now a team you can cross off your list. They can no longer catch Pompey. There are only two teams that could finish above Portsmouth this season, Derby County and Bolton. Elsewhere, Port Vale 2, Exeter City 4, Shrewsbury 0, Wickham Wanderers 2, Stevenage 1, Burton Albion 2. The League One table looks like this, and I say a week in, week out, because it doesn't change who is top of the table. That is Pompey, 91 points on the board after 43 matches. Derby County, 86 points on the board after 44 games. Bolton Wanderers in third position with 82 points after 43 matches played. They are level on games played with Pompey. They also play tomorrow night. Derby County not in action. Peterborough United 4th, Barnsley 5th, Oxford United in 6th position. Down at the bottom, already relegated, Carlisle United with 30 points. Fleetwood Town, Cheltenham and Port Vale join them in the relegation zone as things stand. Right, time now to welcome in our two guests for this evening's conversation. Delighted to once again introduce Mr. Josh Sweetman onto the panel here on the Football Hour. Josh, good evening.
Jake, pleasure as always.
With us tonight is also as well as Josh Pepe Lacey back to discuss all things PFC. Pepe, thanks for coming on. You were only here last week, actually.
Yeah, I know. It was quite weird being sat in this seat this time last week, but now we're 1 point away from promotion, Jake.
Yes, we are indeed. And how good is it to hear that?
Oh, it's so good, especially to do it at Fratton Park as well. I was sat here last week and I was saying it would be such a good away day if Pompey could do it at Bolton. But a draw was such a great result given the performance. John Messino said after the game the game plan sort of went out the window after the seventh minute, because Pompey did look good up until they scored, and then Bolton came back in it. And you'd say a 1-1 result is a good result for Portsmouth. So go to Fratton Park tomorrow. 1 point needed, 2 points for champions, and happy days, Jake.
Happy days indeed. A long way to go still, Josh, and I say that a long way to go, but season finishes next Saturday. Pompey are in that kind of position where, as a neutral, you probably look at that league table and think, yeah, that team is up. But we as Pompey fans won't believe it until it is all confirmed. But realistically, Josh, the only way Pompey now cannot get automatically promoted is if they lose all three of their remaining league fixtures. Bear in mind, they've only lost four times in the league out of 43 attempts this season. And Bolton and Derby have both got to win all of their remaining games. Is that near on impossible?
I mean, only Pompey could could muster up something like that from here, from this position. But honestly, as you guys in the studio said, it's absolutely fantastic. If you said to me at the start of the season when we 1-0 down to Bristol Rovers that with four games to go you'd be going into the Bolton playing Bolton, knowing that potentially obviously all three would take you up as champions, even a point might have got you promoted on the day, you would have probably laughed at someone. Honestly, I think it's a testament to John Senior at the squad, and to be honest, the biggest testament is to Rich Hughes, who's obviously put together an unbelievable squad of players like Connor Shocknessy, Will Norris, all three transfers. And yeah, I mean, it's a great time to be a Pompey fan, but I won't start celebrating until I hear that full-time whistle after we've picked up to a point.
Yeah. And Pepe, you were at a game up in Horwich at the weekend. Yep. Well, not quite Bolton.
No,
Horwich, just on
the outskirts.
The outskirts of Bolton. Did Pompey deserve anything more than a point, if we're being honest?
No. They did enough to get a draw, and although they did come into it in the second half, there still wasn't enough clear-cut opportunities to get a win. I thought Bolton, after Pompey went 1-0 up, were the better team in the first half. That was so evident. Everyone who was watching the game could see that. And Bolton only scoring one was probably quite lucky. They did create enough chances in the first half, and early in the second half that Bodvarsson missed from about 6 yards out and he skied it. Don't know, got away with one there, but yeah, no, Pompey had their chances in the second half, few and far between, but I think a 1-1 draw, you take that against Bolton. They're so good at home. I think it's 9 unbeaten going into Saturday's game, so yeah, you take a 1-1 result and move on.
One of those games, Josh, where maybe at any other stage of a season you happily take that point and you run with it, given, as Pepe's alluded to there, Bolton's incredible form at home, and they are a very, very good team. It's a very difficult place to go to, is the Tough Sheet Community Stadium, and no taking away from a side at all from a weekend either. It's still a very good point to take away from it, but you kind of get the sense that with all the hype and expectation, and maybe we got a bit too ahead of ourselves in the build-up to the game, promotion was on the cards, but it just feels slightly more deflating. Nonetheless, a very good point to take.
I mean, it does, but even at the start of the day, we knew that we needed 3 points. I think, like, I would have taken a point all day long, and I actually think we actually got away with one. I think, personally, as Pepper said, that first 10 minutes, I thought we looked really good. Moment of magic. How many times have we said that from Abu Kamara? But I genuinely think that first half, if Bolton were more clinical and in the second, they could have put us away. I think they actually screwed themselves over. I thought Ian Ebbett, by taking off Paris Mahogma, who I thought absolutely won the show. He was brilliant at that part, but I thought he was absolutely outstanding on Saturday. And amazingly, I thought Tino, never thought I'd have him down as a centre mid, but I thought he actually was really good when he came on. But yeah, it's one of those. We're all going to get carried away. I mean, we've got Samara Barnsley in the playoffs. It's not as everything I've been reading on Twitter is almost like it's a foregone conclusion, but there are going to be no pushovers as well. But yeah, we can get carried away, but obviously we're so close, and that's the main thing.
Indeed it is. And let's get some reaction now from within the Pompey camp to that stalemate up in Bolton then, or Horwich as we say rather, on Saturday. Max Swatton asked for captain Marlon Pack's take on the game shortly after the final whistle.
It's a positive result, really tough place to go, fantastic atmosphere created by both fans, and with everything riding on the game, where they are in the league and what they got to play for, and with us, it's a point away from home. It's another game unbeaten, and it's a point closer to where we need to get to.
That really early goal obviously set up a good game, but why do you think we maybe couldn't capitalise on that afterwards?
Listen, when you score so early, throughout my career, sometimes naturally you probably start a little bit deeper, you try and protect something throughout the game, where really if you can continue to do what you've done to get in front, then you might go and get that second and third goal. So credit to Bolton, I thought they played really well today. They made it hard for us. I think we defended our box really well at times, and in the end kind of fine margins on the counter-attack where we didn't quite get that final ball off to the right person, or that shot or pass selection weren't quite right. So I think you take the point 2-3 weeks ago. It's obviously because of a win gets you champions, but it's an opportunity for us on Tuesday at home in front of our fans to get the job done.
The gaffer outlined in his interview the actions he took at half-time to sort of change the game. What did he say to you all in there in the dressing room?
Can't repeat much. He weren't too happy, and there's not been many times this season where we kind of had that hairdryer treatment at half-time. So I think it tried to gain a response from the group. I think you see that. I think we probably had the better chance this second half. Like I said, defending our box well. I think the lads at the back were magnificent, because at times they were man for man, 2v2, and came out on top a lot. And was it Tino had a couple of chances or breakaways, showed his real pace and athleticism, and quite unlucky with a penalty shout, I felt, on Yenge. So I think a lot better second half performance, and like I said, more importantly, it's another point, it's another game unbeaten, and we go focus on Tuesday now, make sure we recover, and sure it's going to be an unbelievable atmosphere.
How was it playing alongside Tino again?
Yeah, really good. I think Tino, you forget how good he was. I think credit to himself, he's come back in unbelievable shape. Probably came back miles ahead of what he did when he first signed at the club, and we spoke about it all season as a group. We need that contribution from all these players. Wherever for Tino is a 45-minute spell today. Obviously, Callum Lane come back for whatever 50, 60 minutes and put in a real shift. So throughout the season, there's going to be moments where players are going to really contribute. And we know we've got the squad and capability of players coming on. You see the substitutions. Lads left out of the squad today. Lads left back in Portsmouth. So it's always been a collective effort. And I think the lads have bought into that from the off, and that's why we've been successful.
Just want to talk about the fans for a second. They created a brilliant atmosphere in the ground today, but before you got a hero's welcome when you got off the coach, how nice was that to experience?
Yeah, it was really nice. It was obviously the first proper time that we've experienced that as the away team because of how close we are to the end of the season. So, yeah, great atmosphere. Travelled again in their numbers. Obviously, there would have been more here if allowed. Such a shame there wasn't, but we know we're going to have a filled Fratton Park on Tuesday night, and hopefully we get the result that we all want.
Like you say, on to Tuesday, I'm guessing you and the lads all know what's at stake now.
Yeah, of course. Obviously, you want to get jobs done today, but being a Portsmouth lad, a Portsmouth fan growing up, being at those Burnley and Rotherham games way back when we won the Division 1 title back then, the atmosphere then was unbelievable. So to do it in front of your home fans, in front of on a Tuesday night at Fratton Park would be a real, real special moment. Not just for me, but for all the boys and all the staff and all the fans and everyone that's played a huge role in to us getting where we are so far this season.
Marlon Pack there speaking after Pompey's 1-1 draw with Bolton Wanderers at the weekend. A result which puts the Blues so, so close to promotion, back up to the Championship. And somebody who, got to admit, Pepe, pretty decent game on Saturday, unfortunately, Ricardo Santos. The battle between him and Cassini Yenge back towards the start of the season. Yenge had him in his back pocket. Is it safe to say that Ricardo Santos maybe got his revenge on Saturday?
Yeah, I'd say so. probably not as much as some Bolton fans on social media have been going on about.
They're the best team in the league.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And Ricardo Santos, so much better than any other defender. but we'll move away from that. But yeah, I thought he handled Bishop really well for the first 58 minutes. I thought
literally
Bishop,
sometimes.
Yeah, Bishop really didn't have any looking, really, did he? Ricardo Santos held him up well, was clever in how he held Bishop up, sort of was grabbing onto him, and then would even win a foul against him, which I don't know what the referee was saying half the time on Saturday, but I won't go too much into that. That's a discussion for another day. But yeah, Yenge came on, which I thought was a clever substitution from Messino. Recognised it wasn't working with Bishop and remembered that Yenge did so well against Santos in December. And we saw signs of Yenge troubling Santos, coming in behind him and making runs and his hold-up play, but it didn't cause Santos too much issues. There was one or two fouls that maybe Yenge won. There was one foul that just wasn't given that was a blatant push. But yeah, no, I thought Santos held Yenge and Bishop up well and executed the game plan perfectly. So yeah, no, do I go as far as to say he was the best defender in the league? Probably not, but he did his job well on Saturday.
Yeah, Pepe, thank you. We'll be back with Josh and Pepe shortly, but not before a very quick break, after which we'll hear from the head coach of the Pompey Women after they were crowned champions of the FA Women's National League Southern Premier Division yesterday afternoon. He's been looking ahead to what could be a very exciting end of the season, not just for the women's side, but for men as well.
Potentially, we could have a men's and women's team both promoted as champions. That would be phenomenal for this great football club.
Be sure to stick around for Jay Sadler's reaction to his side's promotion to the Championship, as well as more on Pompey's draw with Bolton and a preview of the game against Barnsley at Fratton Park tomorrow night.
For the fans, by the fans, the Football Hour with Jake Smith on Express FM.
The new Stagecoach Flexi 5. A bus ticket that works when you do. For those who travel often, but not every day. These new flexible bus tickets are available as Flexi 5. Bundles of 5-day riders for the price of 4. And Flexi 10. Bundles of 10-day riders for the price of 7. Flexi tickets are now available to download via the Stagecoach Bus app. Download Flexi 5 or Flexi 10 from Apple App Store or Google Play today. For more information, visit stagecoachbus.com.
For the fans, by the fans, the Football Hour with Jake Smith on Express FM.
Welcome back to Express FM, where you're listening right now to the Football Hour with you right up until 7 o'clock this evening, which is when Jeff Dorsett takes control of the desk with the Soft Rock Show. Right, back to Pepe and Josh on this evening's show, reviewing the action from Saturday afternoon at the Tough Sheet Community Stadium, where Pompey were held to a 1-1 draw by Bolton Wanderers away from home. Josh, I'd like to get your thoughts on a certain Mr. Callum Lang. We were told by John Massino a couple of weeks ago he was targeting Bolton away as potentially his return. In the week last week, we were then informed that Callum Lang would not be playing at Bolton. Lo and behold, John Massino and his mind games, he was included in the starting 11. Josh, in your opinion, did you think he looked entirely match ready, or do you think he maybe could have done with one more game out?
It's a tough one, isn't it? I thought he was just missing a bit of sharpness. I wasn't actually surprised that he was starting. I think Massino did it with Sadie the other week. So I wasn't overly surprised when I saw him in the starting lineup. But yeah, I think he played the occasion more than his performance. Obviously, he's not particularly liked by Bolton fans, as you could probably tell on Saturday. But yeah, I think there was a few chances in the first half. Towards the end of the first half, where we could have counter-attacked if the sort of pass or if the movement had been a little bit better, and he wasn't quite at the races in and around that first half. So it could be where he's obviously a Wigan boy or Wigan, big Wigan fan, and have played for Wigan. It's the sort of game that it could have come off. He could have scored and he could have completely been fired up. But yeah, I think hopefully this week, though, we'll see the best of him. Couple more days, it'd be that little bit fitter.
Yeah, that challenge, Pepe, by the dugout, got Callum Lang a yellow card. Some Bolton fans suggesting it might have been, could have been worse. Maybe if it's an opposition player and a Pompey player, we're probably claiming a red card as well. But nonetheless, it probably one of those needless challenges where he didn't need to go flying in.
No, it was very early on in the game, wasn't it? It was in the first 15 minutes or something. Yeah. It could have been even earlier than that.
I love the passion.
Yeah, absolutely love the passion. But maybe he's coming from far back, and you can see it. I've watched the replay, and you can see him coming in, flying in. Mm. He just knew exactly what was going to happen. If there was a little bit more contact, or the studs was up, that's a straight red card. Yeah. We've seen it at Fratton Park. He didn't need to make it. Bolton were going backwards, and he's just flown in. But again, that's the passion. He clearly just doesn't like Bolton, does he? And I was saying to my mates when he was coming off, I forgot he was on a yellow card because he's just stood there clapping.
Oh, I know, yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, just get off the pitch. He's just stood there just clapping the away fans. He's just thinking, get off the pitch.
He was certainly testing patience for the referee.
Yeah, but the Bolton players were onto the ref straight away. They're like, just get him off the pitch. But yeah, a lucky boy maybe not to get sent off. If the ref was feeling really wanted to punish Pompey, but luckily he didn't. Going back to the challenge, it wasn't a red card. A yellow card was probably the best outcome, fair outcome. So yeah, lucky maybe not to get sent off with the clapping the fans he was bought off. But yeah, no, I love the passion.
Linda's got in touch with email saying a hard-fought draw on Saturday, which gave us a good point. Sean Raggett's display was impressive, and so was the rest of our defence, but kept us in the game. But can we please get the promotion and title over the line to save our nerves and have a celebration on Saturday? Congratulations to John Bassino, League One manager of the season, as well as Will Norris, Conor Shocknessy and Marlon Pack in the League One team also. Well done to the Pompey ladies winning their league. Now let's make it a double play at Pompey, says Linda. On the emails, Linda, thank you very much for getting in touch. One here from Tom Cadman saying, well done to all who travelled on Saturday, including myself. Great point. On a less positive note, did any other Pompey fan have their journey home ruined by a total shambles that took place at Horwich Station after the game? You have my sympathy, play at Pompey. Tom on the emails. And yeah, I did hear about a bit of a disruption after the game at Horwich Station. Hopefully everyone got home safe and sound and in a relatively decent time after that game. We've got a text here from Keith. Keith, your text is extremely long. I think we'd be here all night reading it. But we really, really appreciate everything you've mentioned within the text. Keith is clearly a big, big fan of Express FM. And just one line within this text, which actually has made my day, Keith, and I just wanted to say thank you. Jake is an Express FM legend in my book.
Yeah, he's in my book as well.
Thank you very much. Pepe, thank you very much.
Don't get me on next week's show.
Yeah, every week, every day. Let's do it, Pepe. I'll get Keith on as well. Keith, thank you very much. I don't know what I've done to deserve that. But, yeah, no, we really appreciate your message and we have seen it. And, thank you very much, Keith, for getting in touch. Pete on the text in Fairham saying, I would like us to see playing a 4-3-3. We tend to struggle when playing teams. We play 3-5-2. My team tomorrow, same back four from Saturday's pack. Evans and Tino Andrew in midfield. Up front, Bishop, Kamara and Sparks as well also coming into the starting 11. That's Pete from Fairham changing up a bit for tomorrow's game. Josh, 3-5-2 formation that Pompey come up against. It's something that going away from home, we faced it at Blackpool, at Charlton, at Bolton. Of course, a 1-1 draw and two goalless draws within those three games against the three sides, but play that formation. Is that a little bit of an Achilles heel for Pompey, do you think? Or
I don't know. I mean, I think it's weird because naturally we play with one up front and I guess it takes the striker out of the game a bit more, but I haven't really ever thought that we're being completely dominated by teams here. I think the fact we didn't look overly dominant against Bolton is because they are at home. They're a dominant team. I mean, they're third in the table for a reason, and they use the ball very well. They've got players like Mahogma, Sheehan that are outstanding footballers. So I think the only issues we ever have is that we might get a little bit flooded in midfield. But if you flip that round, when you're playing against teams who have only got, I guess most of them are playing a wing back in a 3-5-2, that gives our wide men more of a chance to actually get at the opposition, like Kamara did. But also to give our fullbacks, who obviously do attack quite well, the chance to get round and almost cause a sort of 2-on-1 situation. So it doesn't bother me too much. But I think the one thing we have seen with Messina this season is and it's something that we didn't perhaps see under Cowley or definitely under Jacket, is the ability to adapt very quickly. And that's not just in terms of a change of formation. It's also in terms of, like, Moutinho's substitutions this season, 99% being absolutely spot on.
Yeah.
So whilst it may be a problem every now and then, I think the fact that Moutinho has the ability to change it and change it positively is very, very good.
Right, we're going to be back with Josh and Pepe in just a few moments. But first, we hear from John Moutinho himself for the first time tonight. He gave his post-match assessment to Max Swatton on the touchline after Pompey's 1-1 draw with Bolton on Saturday.
Well, John, a 1-1 draw with Bolton. What's your take on it?
Delighted with the point. I think we've come away, obviously, another point close to where we need to be. Keeping Bolton at arm's length is probably the most important thing today. Obviously, we would have liked to have won the game, and that's the way we came to set up. But I think if you look at the game overall, we're probably fairly fortunate to come away with the point. And I think it's going to be massive in terms of where we're trying to get to this season.
There's plenty of work to do against the ball today for your side, which you probably expected coming to a place like this. How do you think your side executed the game plan today?
I thought we did it well for 7 minutes. And then I actually thought up until half time we were really poor. Really poor with some of our decision making on and off the ball. I just didn't think we were our usual selves at all right up until half time, and I thought the goal was coming, and I thought Bolton deserved at least one going into half time. So it was a good thing for us to get in and regroup and try and go again in the second half. And I thought we were much better, much improved. We were much better off the ball in possession. Finally, I think after about 60-65 minutes, we got the ball down and played, and we found Joe Rafferty and found our fullbacks a couple of times. And once we did that, I thought we looked much more of a threat and created some really good opportunities. Maybe not chances, but really good opportunities where I think on another day, if the pass is a bit better or we just make a slightly better run, we put the ball in the back of the net.
Can you perhaps put a reason on why we maybe dropped off just after we scored that first goal?
I thought the lads looked a bit tired in general, and again, there's we've trained very little this week. There's not a huge amount I think we can do about it at this stage of the season. Just the lads put so much into every minute of every game. I think that probably was a factor with the travel and everything associated, maybe with the emotion of this week as well. And the occasion, I thought in the first half, maybe got the better of us. We were slashing at clearances, we weren't trapping the ball properly, we were diving into challenges where I'm asking boys to stay on their feet and work harder. And then once we settled down and once we decided that once we remembered that we are a really good side and we've got some really good players out there, I thought we were much, much better. So hard to really pinpoint, but I thought the side after the goal in the first half was a bit unrecognisable.
Between minute one and seven, though, you must be really pleased with that start. Abu getting his goal just after he had another chance as well.
Yeah, we started brilliantly, and I think Callum had a really good chance that maybe when he's match fit, or match sharp, sorry, because he's match fit, once he's sharp enough, he puts in the back of the net. We had some good opportunities like that. I know Bolton had plenty of chances as well, and we defended the box resolutely, but the start we were really pleased with.
What actions did you take at half-time, aside from the change, Moxon coming off for Tina?
We didn't change the way that we wanted to set up. I thought we just needed to be a bit more aggressive, and a couple of things that I saw, particularly with their left back, I thought he was getting out too easily. We weren't pinning him in the corner. A lot of the time the game is just down to those 1v1 battles, and I thought we were losing a couple of them. And I thought that Magoma was probably the most influential player in the first half, and it was one of those decisions we made to just to help Mox out and bring Tino on. So no issue whatsoever. Sometimes you see things in games, and to be honest, I thought Tino was superb second half.
You made a triple sub shortly after, but did they have the impact you were after?
They did, to be honest. I thought that it was a tough game for both centre-forwards against one of the best centre-halves in the league. I thought they gave him a tough time. I just think he got away with absolutely everything. The threshold for a foul against one of our centre-forwards is just absolutely ridiculous. I don't know what they've got to do to be given a foul. They just get mauled every game, but I do keep speaking to the referees about this, but it just falls upon deaf ears. So I thought that both of them had a part to play. I thought Christian was really lively, picked up some really good space in there. It was good to get the fresh legs on. I think Gav as well coming on and affecting it on that left hand side. I was happy, to be honest, with how we saw the game out.
Now full focus onto Tuesday night at Fratton Park.
Yeah, and that's exactly that. We've just got to prepare as we would for any other game. Obviously, the rewards in terms of what we can achieve will be in the back of all the players' minds, and that's fine. I think that can work as a motivation, but at the same time, we have to approach the game as we would usually very, very professionally, knowing that a point is obviously going to do it for us, and a win is going to, I think, see us as champions. So that's a massive incentive for the boys. I don't think it gets any better than that Tuesday night under the lights at Fratton Park, and if you win, then you win the league. So probably have to do very, very little in between now and then to get the boys going, just a bit of tactical work, and we'll go from there.
That there was John Massino speaking to Max Watton after a full-time whistle at the Tough Sheet Community Stadium on Saturday afternoon, where Pompey were held to 1-0 draw away at Bolton Wanderers. As we mentioned, not a bad point overall. It's 1 point closer to promotion to the Championship and that League One title, which of course Pompey want to be lifting potentially on Saturday afternoon. Steve Burgard on Facebook has got in touch saying, hi guys, I honestly think we scored a bit too early on Saturday. The game was reminiscent of the England-Italy Euros final when Luke Shaw scored really early, after which they spent the whole of the game on the back foot a little bit. However, unlike England, we have a chance to do it tomorrow night, and I think we will. Cheers, Steve, for getting in touch on Facebook. Is that a fair point, Pepe? Maybe Pompey peaked a little bit too early on Saturday?
You could say that.
Not that we're knocking the quick start, because it's something we also really want.
Yeah. I can see it from both ways. Obviously, you'd want Pompey to start well and get a goal early. But you could also see it from his point of view of maybe the goal did come too early. But you'd want to get a goal early, I think. Going away to Bolton, the nerves could kick in a little bit. And especially starting on the front foot and getting a goal early, it didn't turn really the Bolton fans, but it sort of made them, not just here, we're not just Bolton, we're not here to just sweep Portsmouth over, they're here for a battle. And for the first 7 to 10 minutes, Pompey were up for it. They really executed their game plan really well, picked out the wingers perfectly. The ball went out to Kamara two or three times in that first 10 minutes, and Kamara ended up getting a goal. You could see what he was trying to do early on. He was trying to cut into his left, onto his left. I think one of them was a cross, and then the next one he did, he ended up scoring. So I can see it from both ways, but I think you'd want to go to Bolton and get a goal early doors. Especially on the occasion as well, you're just sort of thinking, oh, it could be today. I think you want to get that goal early.
On now to the Pompey women, who did secure promotion over the course of a weekend. Although they weren't in action, they had to rely on hashtag United away at Ipswich Town yesterday afternoon, dropping points, knowing that hashtag were 9 points behind Pompey with only 9 available. That sounds a little bit too familiar, doesn't it, Blues fans? Hashtag United, in the end, defeated by 2-0, meaning the Jay Sadler side have been promoted as champions to the Barclays Women's Championship. A big congratulations to Jay Sadler, the rest of the team, all of the backroom staff, for what is a phenomenal achievement after what has been a truly incredible campaign, and certainly one to remember. I actually was very fortunate enough early today to catch up with the boss himself.
Jay Sadler, we speak pretty much every week in preview to games, looking forward to the next one, really hyping up what could be at the end of a season. We are now in a position where we can say you have led Portsmouth to a league title and promotion to the Championship. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Sounds nice when you put it that way. A lot of people have put in a lot of hard work to get to this moment, to get to this stage. And now we've got to enjoy every minute of it. And when it came to fruition yesterday, it was a great moment. And I don't think it's really sunk in yet. So, yeah, just taking it all in.
And it's been something that, you know, us watching from afar can quite comfortably say that promotion has been on the cusp for quite a while now. It seems like, or it has seemed like, an inevitable thing that's going to happen. I guess for yourself as a manager and the players as well, to be able to actually officially get it over the line must be a completely different feeling, although you've been wanting to celebrate for so long.
Yeah, and it's been, as you said, it's been on the cards for a while. There's been a genuine belief that we could do it for a number of months, probably now. But until you actually achieve it, and until you see it written everywhere, it's not there. So we've had a great mentality from the players to the staff, understanding one game at a time, we knock it down, and when the outcome happens and we do achieve promotion, and then we can truly celebrate. And I think that moment was rife yesterday in the Legends Lounge, and it was a surreal but great moment to be a part of.
What were the celebrations like? I mean, we've seen the pictures, we've seen a couple of videos, of course, on social media. The whole team got together, like you say, at the Legends Lounge down at Fratton Park. Describe to us the moment where you found out the full-time whistle had gone at Ipswich and you all realised exactly what you'd achieved.
Well, like I said, it was a bit of a surreal moment. People could call it anticlimactical from the outside because we weren't able to watch a live stream. So we were watching on our phones from Twitter to see, obviously, what the result was going to be. And as soon as we'd found out we were champions. I think there was a mixture of emotion in the room. You had half the squad jumping up and down, celebrating, cheering, half the squad in complete and utter shock and disbelief with tears of joy. And the amount of sacrifice that everyone and everyone's families, including my own, have put into this, the amount of sacrifice, the amount of commitment, it can't go unnoticed, although it does. And in particularly the commitment and the loyalty that everyone's put to the football club. We're in it for moments like these, and they don't come around often. So when they do, you've got to cherish every moment, and you've got to live in the moment. And we did that last night. And what was really, really good was we were surrounded by the legends of Portsmouth in the Legends Lounge. And a lot of these players and staff now have written themselves or etched themselves into Portsmouth FC women history.
So now two games remaining of the season, promotion secured, the title, of course, secured. What kind of opportunity does this give you heading into the Cheltenham game, the London Bees game on the 5th of May, to be able to maybe experiment with squad, go out and play with a bit more freedom? What can that kind of look like?
I think that the shackles will now be off us, individually and collectively. So I'm excited now to see how we are going to operate in these two games. We've set a target of 6 points. We want 2 clean sheets. We want to try and set records. And that's what we want to do to keep ourselves focused. But there will be opportunity. I won't say we're going to experiment and we're going to move players around, because the players that start in both games would have earned their opportunity in the coming weeks at training. So then that still keeps the standards high. It still keeps the intensity levels high going into these two games, because they're going to be difficult games. Cheltenham away is never an easy place to go to. They've already beaten Hashtag this season and they'll want to get one over on the league champions. Who wouldn't? And then the final game of the season, there's going to be a little bit of pressure there, because we're hoping to get a good crowd and attendance down at Westleigh for when we do lift that trophy aloft on the 5th of May.
And just finally then, we're speaking here on this sort of Monday afternoon. You've won promotion yesterday, the league title. And we now look ahead to a game against Barnsley for the men tomorrow night, where even just a point will secure promotion to the men's championship, and a win would, of course, confirm the title as well. What an incredible week this could turn out to be, and really a genuinely massively historic few days in the history of this football club during the anniversary season as well.
And during the anniversary season as well. Yeah, 125th anniversary, and potentially we could have a men's and women's team both promoted as champions. That would be phenomenal for this great football club. Everything that this club deserves, given the adversity the club and the fans have faced over the years, the genuine pain and hurt, and now to have such an amazing few weeks to look forward to. We're obviously all keeping our fingers firmly crossed for tomorrow. And what's really good for the women's team, also the late Dave Coyle being inducted into the Hall of Fame, albeit we're the team and it's this generation of women who have etched themselves and won the promotion. We can't forget our roots, our history, where we've come from. There are so many great people to thank along this route, none other than Dave Coyle and obviously our own Eric Colborne, who will not get a lot of the praise and plaudits. But if it wasn't for him and if it wasn't for Dave Coyle, we wouldn't be where we are today. So we've got a lot of people to thank. And I think we're going to be doing that over the next few weeks, hopefully with celebrations, and hopefully it can be a whole club-wide celebration, celebrating history in the making.
Yeah, here's hoping. A double promotion for Pompey's men and women this season is still on the card. So, once again, a massive congratulations to Jay Sadler and the entirety of the Pompey women's squad. Champions of the FA Women's National League Southern Premier Division, they will be playing in the Championship next season, where also Newcastle United, Pompey's opponents, in the semi-final of the National League Cup back in at the start of March, I think that was. They will also be playing in the Championship next season. They secured victory over Huddersfield Town by 10-0 on Sunday, and they have been also automatically promoted from the northern section of the National League. So congratulations to both Pompey and Newcastle, both facing each other again next season. Well, we are fast approaching 20-7 here now on the Football Hour, so it's probably best it's way past 20-7 actually, our final ad break of the night. We'll be returning with a look ahead to tomorrow's encounter with Barnsley at Fratton Park and hearing from your League One Manager of the Season.
Most of the people that work for the football club are fans, are Portsmouth fans. And yeah, so I think there's a huge amount that has to go on to ever achieve anything, which we hope to do on Tuesday night, and hopefully we can do that.
Yeah, we'll be taking a listen to that exclusive interview with the Pompey boss from last night's EFL Awards up in London, where the Football Hour returns after a short break.
For the fans, by the fans, the Football Hour with Jake Smith on Express FM.
The world is your oyster. With many bus routes offering services late into the evening from 7 p.m. every day, you can take advantage of a Night Rider ticket, taking you from A to B and everywhere in between. Simply purchase your Night Rider ticket on the bus or using the Stagecoach app to get unlimited travel anywhere on the whole of the Stagecoach South. So whether you're out with your mates, catching the latest blockbuster, on a late shift, or just enjoying late night bus rides, visit stagecoachbus.com for timetable and ticket information.
For the fans, by the fans, The Football Hour with Jake Smith on Express FM.
Yeah, good evening and thank you for joining us here for The Football Hour on Express FM. If you've just joined us, I'm afraid to say you've missed quite a bit. However, don't panic, because the show will be ready for you to download and listen back to as a podcast from around about 7:30. You can stream this or any previous edition of the show through the Express FM app, website, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts and Spotify. We move on now to look ahead to the Blues' next League One fixture, and it's one that could bring an end to 7 years in League One. Just a point from tomorrow night's game against Barnsley at Fratton Park will confirm Pompey's promotion to the Championship. A win will see them crowned champions. Barnsley are the opponents looking to play the role of party poopers at PO4. After Saturday's 1-0 draw away at Bolton, the Blues have three games remaining to seal their place in the Championship for next season.
This week's opposition.
Just one more point will confirm promotion for Pompey and two will secure the league title. Up next for a midweek bout at Fratton Park is Barnsley.
Manager.
Barnsley are managed by Scotsman Neil Collins, who was appointed on a two-year deal in July 2023. The 40-year-old former Wolverhampton Wanderers and Sheffield United defender brought an end to his playing career in 2018 whilst representing Tampa Bay Rowdies in the US, where he would go on to be given his first job in management. Collins has a win percentage of 48 with the Tykes, having been victorious in 24 out of 50 competitive games in charge.
One to watch.
With a goal in each of his last three games for Barnsley, midfielder Adam Phillips is on hot form and is our one to watch for this match. Phillips has managed 10 league goals so far this season, with eight of them coming since the turn of the new year. The Tykes' number 30 would likely be the source of any potential danger thrown at Pompey this midweek.
Top scorer.
28-year-old striker Devante Cole is currently setting the pace in front of goal for the Tykes. The Manchester City youth graduate has netted on 17 occasions in League One so far this campaign and is currently fourth in the division's leading goalscoring charts. Cole, however, is on a dry spell, not scoring in 14 consecutive league appearances since last finding the back of the net in a 1-0 draw with Bolton on the 3rd of February. For Barnsley, he wears the number 44 shirt.
Current form.
Neil Collins' side have hit a bit of a dip in form lately and, as a result, can no longer catch Pompey in the race for the League One title. Just one win has been recorded in Barnsley's last six league outings. During such time, the playoff hopefuls have been defeated three times. In the reverse of his fixture at Oakwell in September, it was the Blues who secured all 3 points thanks to a first-half blitz, which helped them on their way to a 3-2 victory. Can Pompey at least get the point they need to secure promotion to the Championship with two games to spare? All of the unmissable action on Pompey Live. 1 point away, Pompey, from the Championship. 2 points away from the League One title. It could be done and dusted tomorrow evening. Josh Sweetman, Pepe Lacey on the show tonight. Josh, do you have the faith? Are Pompey going to do it tomorrow? Is this going to be the day we've been waiting for so long?
I really hope so, and I can't imagine what I'd absolutely love is Marlon Pack to recreate the Toddy and jump straight into the Fratton end. Yeah, I'd love, it's one of those games. I think I don't want to take it for granted, because Barnsley are a good team and they still got a lot to play for. But yeah, momentum's with us, and I think I just want to get up. Like, I'm not even worried about the title tomorrow. Like, make a point now, the rest can come later, but yeah, just get me out of this division and into the Championship.
Absolutely. Right, somebody who is doing a very, very good job at trying to get Pompey out of this division is none other than John Messino, Pompey's head coach, League One Manager of the Season, awarded at last night's EFL Awards up in London. And after the recipient of the award, I spoke to John Messino exclusively here on Express FM to get his thoughts on receiving the accolade. First asking how he felt after so much hard work has gone on behind the scenes to get the Blues to this point.
I think exactly that, just brilliant work throughout the football club. Obviously not just me, the head coach, the manager ends up getting the award, but it's
throughout the football club, everybody's had to really pull together and do a huge amount, and that's you know, right at the top with the owners, obviously putting their faith in the sporting director to revolutionise the way that the football club's run is a fair way to put it, because it's a real departure from the way that things have been done before. And then all the way through everything that goes on with the football club, including the people that are here tonight and in the commercial department, in the media department, everybody's had their part to play. Most of the people that work for the football club are fans, are Portsmouth fans. And yeah, so I think there's a huge amount that has to go on to ever achieve anything, which we hope to do on Tuesday night, and hopefully we can do that.
Did you ever imagine somewhat 14, 15 months ago when you're still at Oxford United, but you'd be in this position right here, right now?
No, not at all. We came here last year as a football club, and we had a table. I think we were eighth at the time. We were looking at off-field awards, which the football club has always done really well, but I'd looked at it and thought, you know, that would be something that if I do manage to put myself in the running this time next season, then, you know, we've obviously done something right at the football club. I probably couldn't quite see it happening. I could always see us being competitive, but maybe not quite as good as we've been. So to be able to do that this quickly has been brilliant.
Of course, not over the line in terms of promotion just yet. Very, very close to doing so. What are the preparations like for Tuesday night's visit at Barnsley after quite a decent point at Bolton yesterday?
Yeah, we're trying to keep them as normal as possible. We've got the three players here tonight, so it's slightly different. We're gonna make sure we get back after this and there's no long after party. But the players have been sat there drinking their water, acting very, very professionally, which you'd expect them to do. So yeah, we're going to try and prepare as normally as possible and make sure that we get in tomorrow and train as we would. No, we've got a big occasion on Tuesday night, and then attack the game as we usually would every single home game.
And just a quick word also on the other nominees for this award, Steve Evans at Stevenage, fantastic job taking them from League Two, and playoff contenders at the moment, Peterborough United, Darren Ferguson as well. To be in that kind of level with these kind of managers and top names must be a real honour for yourself as well.
Yeah, I mean, these guys have got extensive experience in the league, you know, won multiple promotions, and you know, to have that, I think, alongside, or have my name alongside them, you know, it's a real honour. You look at the likes of Peterborough, who just played absolutely scintillating football all year, won the EFL Trophy last week. I think it's incredible to sort of be in that company. So yeah, I feel really privileged.
And just finally, any message to the supporters who might be listening to this interview ahead of the visit at Barnsley on Tuesday?
I mean, none really, just good luck, enjoy it. I don't think there's anything that I need to say that's going to motivate them anymore. If you'd asked me at the time when we played Derby on a Tuesday night whether the atmosphere could get any better than that at Fratton, my answer would have been no. All I can think of at the moment is it's going to beat it, because I can't imagine anything else, and I'm sure it's just going to be absolutely raucous. And yeah, hopefully we can get the job done and reward the long-suffering fans with a nice bit of something to look forward to.
Well, there you go. John Massino there. You heard it from the man himself. Enjoy it. Just enjoy it tomorrow, Pompey fans. It's likely, it's not confirmed, but it is, of course, likely that we're going to have a very, very good evening at Fratton Park tomorrow night when Barnsley come to town. Will Norris, kind of shocking to see Marlon Pack making the League One team of the season this time around. Congratulations to all three of those Pompey players. Player of the season in League One, Harrison Burrows of Peterborough United, and commiserations to Steve Evans and Darren Ferguson. They were also nominated for manager of the season, but nobody was going to be our John Massino this season. His first full season in management, and he is well on his way to taking the Blues up to Championship, and he's won manager of the season award. That is phenomenal. Congratulations once again to John Massino, Will Norris, Conor Shocknessy and Marlon Pack. Right, score prediction time. Pompey at home to Barnsley. This is it, Pepe. What do you reckon?
I don't see anything other than a Pompey win. I think Barnsley, yes, they have been good away from home. They've struggled really badly at home in recent weeks. But away from home, they've looked a little bit better. They're in the playoffs for a reason, only just now. But I think 3-0 Pompey.
3-0, Pepe, thank you very much. Josh Sweetman, your score prediction, please.
Oh, Jake, you know me, I always say a draw and we go and win. I don't want to tempt fate by saying that we're going to win. I think 3-1 Blues. If we get one early, then I think we'll run riot.
Josh, Pepe, thank you very much. Well, once again, Pompey fans, this is it. We are potentially just 24 hours away from promotion.
Lane scores! Whipped in straight underneath it. It's headed in for the net! And Pompey have stolen it right at the desk! Pompey still in the box. Across the way to go! To Sadie, tries to flick it to Bishop! 3-1! Pompey well on their way to being on the cusp of promotion! On the cusp of promotion!
I think the only good thing about Pompey not getting promoted on Saturday was the opportunity to play that beautiful montage again. We will find out tomorrow night whether or not John Bassino's side can get over the finishing line with two games to spare. Barnsley are the challengers at Fratton Park, as we'll have all of the action of that one live in around about 24 hours from now. We'll be on air at 7 for a 7.45 kickoff. So just a reminder, Pompey on 91 points in League One, three games remain with two at home this week, and then the season finale away at Lincoln next Saturday. Bolton in third can only reach 91 points now, so would only, if at all, be able to finish above the Blues on goal difference if we lose all of our next three and Bolton win theirs. Derby in second get up to 92, but no more than that. This all means that a point will confirm the Blues' promotion up to the Championship. 2 points will ensure that the League One trophy is decorated in blue and white ribbons and making its way down south. However, if Bolton or Derby drop points at any stage between now and the end of the season, Bolton having three games left, Derby with two, then Pompey will be promoted irrespective of their own results. So the only way now that the Blues will not be promoted to the second tier this season is if they lose all three of their remaining matches and both Bolton and Derby win their fixtures too. The chances are overwhelmingly in our favour now. Right, big thank you to all of you for tuning in to the show this evening, as well as to those who reached out to us on the socials tonight too. Cheers to both Josh and Pepe for their efforts on the show, and a big thanks once again to our proud sponsor, Stagecoach Across the South. Up next here on Express FM, Jeff Dorsett with the Soft Rock Show. Well, here we go again, Pompey fans. This time tomorrow, the excitement will once again be in building, but this time at Fratton Park. A floodlit evening awaits, and a potentially historic one too. Try and get some sleep tonight. We have got a big, big day ahead. Good night.